Blog Talk Radio.
Revolutionary new episode of Chronicle.su Hate Radio, brought to you proudly by the good people of Liebel Joerker Incorporated, who brought you the fine products such as TerraMax and the Panoptosphere. Joining me live on tonight's episode of Hate Radio is Twitter legend and cyber terrorist Asshurt MacFags. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great, and I'm so excited to be here on the evening of the Washington Bull Party.
It's happening tomorrow morning. Are you pumped?
I am about as excited as a kid on Easter afternoon.
What have you done to prepare for this momentous occasion?
As our followers know, like, people have been, you know, following along with our story here. So keep a close eye on all political events going on in America and around the world, really. Like, we spread our wings, you know, but we're American through and through. But I've just been, you know, observing, waiting for this day, counting down. I've been doing push-ups, tons of weighted squats, and it's been a long, hard battle.
I read Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand. I learned a lot about the importance of principal movers in a capitalist economic society, and I've come to understand that the free market is not just the best way, it's the only way. And
of course.
Leading this movement is someone who understands these concepts. It's formerly of Press Storm, Jamie Jo Korn, joining us live on tonight's episode of Hate Radio. We're proud to have her on. I'm just kidding.
Wouldn't that be a hoot, though?
Oh, my God. What would she say to us?
I mean, would it be like a full-on rage, like rage fest, or would she just... She would probably try to be talking heads, as she know.
Well, you know what? Let me try something.
Maybe we can interact with her sound clips.
No. Jamie Jo Korn, area code 979, east of the Rockies. You're on the air.
Oh, my God. No. What's up?
It's really cool of you to call in. Now, this is Jamie Jo Korn, of formerly of Press Storm Media.
Great.
What's the big plan for tomorrow?
There's got to be a plan.
It's the Washington
my
Bowl
plan?
Party plan.
Yeah. I'm going to get drunk, and I'm going to throw just a party with myself. And but, I mean, I may try to invite a few people over, you know. I don't know.
And
it's up
Washington,
in the air.
Though, right?
Yeah, it's up in the air. It's definitely going down, though.
Okay. And also, that's not Jamie Jo Korn. She would never call into this show. We reported, you know, pretty thoroughly and accurately, I might add, on her Washington Bowl party plan.
Whether
or not the person
we covered it like crazy.
Oh yeah, top to bottom, up and down.
We're pretty much the authority. The bowl party. As far as covering it, you know.
Yeah, we covered it like the VC with napalm. Now, what she said is going to happen, phase one of the Washington Bowl party plan, according to the most up-to-date information we have given to us by the Press Storm camp, is they're going to release 10,000 head of livestock into the streets. Jamie told her YouTube viewers that if you've got cats or whatever you've got, just herd the fucking animals through the streets. And
gotta herd them.
That's phase one, okay?
Okay.
And at the tail end of phase one, Jamie will arrive tomorrow morning, early afternoon, maybe, depending on when she and General Lee crawl out of the trailer. With Articles of Confederation in hand, she'll deliver these on horseback through the halls of Congress to, I don't know who. This much we know. Oh, and they're going to dump genetically modified seeds throughout the city. That's going to inconvenience Washington, D.C.
It's
going to
be
two.
A riot occasion.
So the animals can run everywhere. The animals are allowed to run everywhere, right?
Yeah, that's the idea. Through the streets.
Okay.
Rampage.
What do you think? How many of these people and animals do you think are going to be there? I think, like, probably it's going to be crazy, like 20, 25 maybe. Critical mass around like 50.
No, well, let's hear it straight from the source herself. We've got a sound bite lined up here.
Tell me, 10,000 head of livestock running through the streets of Washington with GMO seeds being dumped all over the place ain't going to get media attention.
Oh, man.
There's the answer to your question, 10,000 head of livestock.
Oh, that was really dramatic.
You should watch
wow.
the whole video if you can find it. If you can't find
oh
it,
God.
We uploaded it to the Chronicle SU YouTube account. You'll just have to search for it. Anybody can find.
You have to use probably a search engine. Use finely tuned keywords to utilize search engine optimization to get that on your computer screen and your web browser.
The real issue here is that I think there's some kind of campaign of censorship taking place against the PressStorm Media YouTube account, and some of these critical videos have been deleted or disappeared in some way. It's weird. It's as if they have control of them and chose to take them down, but why would they do that with such a powerful message? So we took the liberty at Chronicle.su of backing them up to our YouTube account, and you can find those at wherever the fuck. You got to use, like Jamie said, the search engine. Pull it up on your screen. I don't know how computers work, but it's fucking magic.
If you have, like, a touch screen, you can probably, you know, drag it with your finger. I don't know how those things work these days. But, yeah, you can probably find it. It's pretty enthralling. I know us at the Chronicle have watched it over and over again. We pretty much know every nuance of the plan.
Wow.
The best part about it is transcribing it. You learn a lot about the way she thinks and talks.
This is just blowing my mind right now.
Yeah, Princess Stepford, sorry if if it sounds like we're talking over you. That's not intentional. It's an artifact of the delay between Blog Talk and between our Skype account. So if that happens, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I'm just like, I'm really concerned now. I'm just really concerned now. I try to make myself aware of things that are important or things that, and this is just mind-boggling. I didn't realize that.
It's blowing your mind, right? Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't even know. My God.
Tomorrow's the day. If you're in Washington, you better look out for those cats and bulls, livestock, you know.
You don't want to trip over a cat.
Baby calves running through the street, you know, just fucking...
Goats?
Goats just moseying around.
You know what baby goats are called?
Cabritos.
What are baby goats called?
Kids.
Kids?
Yeah. I don't want to trip over any kids.
Oh, my God.
Really, though, this is I did a little research the other day, and I found out.
You looked at the chat.
I pulled up a pie chart. No, I don't remember. I found it on Facebook. This is one of those things where it's, like, almost entirely a Facebook movement, and you can't find anything, any intellectual discussion about it on Twitter. You got to go to that Facebook echo chamber for this shit. It's called the American Spring, and it's like a larger movement. It's obviously some kind of corporate sponsored thing.
Sorry.
The Washington Bull Party is attached to that. So it's like,
oh, okay. So there is a sponsor to it. It's not just Jamie, Joe, and the Renegade Truckers.
Right. But it is. And it, because it's its
can
own
I,
thing.
Can
Washington
I ask for clarification on something on this, though? Is the animals, like, is it just like mammals? Or can you let your snakes go and your fish or your, I mean, like, is there
that sounds
certain...
a little too biblical for the bull party, you know? I don't see them as having any sort of symbolic reason for releasing serpents, at least, unless they're under the control of the Illuminati.
It could really challenge the dogma if people start bringing fish around, snake handlers.
You just can't do it.
Next thing you know,
damn,
people are going to be dropping to the floor, shouting in tongues and...
Yeah, I mean,
children or whatever they do.
Oh God,
it's a good question though.
Great question.
Really should be left up to our resident expert in theology and Kilgore, who is actually in Washington, D.C. right now making the preliminary preparations for the event. But we're not allowed to know what he's doing for the sake of plausible deniability here at Chronicle.su. We don't want any trouble.
Yeah, I just figured out that he was there today, like 5 minutes ago.
I always,
or five before the show.
I mean, he's a patriot, Bill.
Bill's a good guy. You know, he's one of the biggest patriots I know. And I asked him, I was like, Bill, what do you think about supporting the troops? And flat out, he's like, through and through, supporting them.
Yeah. So, and you know, the thing about Bill is he's consistent. Cause that's exactly what he said to me when I asked him the same question.
Yeah.
The man's got his canned answers lined up. He's good to go. Coached him well. But we're not supposed to mention that he's
good
coach. That's got to be, yeah, great guy. Not afraid to really roll up his shirt sleeves and show off a little patriotism now and then. Love for his country. He's not embarrassed.
Why would he be embarrassed about something like that?
It's his American right to love his country.
Absolutely.
You ever see the
heart bleeds for America?
You ever watch? Do you have cable? Even if you don't, there's these music videos that are like they're country music videos, and it's all about like how oppressed they are as Christians. Like, man, you can't even pray anymore. Like really? Is that a fucking?
You can't pray anymore.
It's like with these. I mean, you gotta watch these things. It's all about like, man, you know, my woman might have left me. I don't make no money at my job. I work all the time. But, man, as long as I can sit down and got a beer and my family and my fucking yard, everything's all right, man. You know, this like, it's fucking,
sorry.
Like, patriotic fucking.
I live in Texas. That's all we get to listen to down here. Like, sometimes you go to a store to, like, buy a hammer or some nails, you go to a store, like a wood store.
Yeah.
Or, it doesn't even matter where you go, and they're playing that shit in the background, and people are smoking, and you're like, why are you smoking in here?
And, you know, I used to work at a bookstore in Central Tennessee, and this is, like, the place I thought I belong here. This is where people read fucking books, okay? Like, maybe this can at least be my little intellectual oasis in this fucking hellhole. And sure enough, as soon as I started working there, they revoked our right, or it's not even a right, the privilege to play your own CDs. And they started playing that fucking corporate, I'm just going to drink a beer, country music. And, yeah.
Was it like New Jack? Like they.
It wasn't even that hip, Jamie. It was.
So was it a chain?
Yeah, it was a corporate
chain.
But you know they're not playing that shit in New England, at the New England borders.
That's true. They're pandering. They're pandering to the provinciality of the store.
So anywhere Princess Stepford goes, she has to hear that fucking, my woman done left me, but I work for minimum wage bullshit.
Why
yeah,
they
I actually,
play, like,
I actually wrote
really
some songs.
Perfect.
Yeah, I wrote some songs that sound like country songs. And I've sang them before, but like, and that's pretty much what they sounded like. There's one song that we have down here that really sounds like that, and they play it everywhere. It's really, really annoying.
It's the popular one.
Do you think it's on CMTV or whatever? CMT?
Yeah.
Well, now,
yeah.
I don't think CMT even. CMT kind of went the way MTV did, and now you've got GAC, which I think stands for Great American Country.
God.
And
it's
even
basically,
the letters,
I don't know. I don't know a lot about CMT, but I do know that they used to play music videos, and when you flip through, like, look, I don't know because I don't watch it. I don't want anyone to think I watch it. But all I think that goes on that channel is that Larry the Cable Guy hosts, like, a lot of different shows. But it's all, like reality, you know, like Larry the Cable Guy on reality show. Larry the Cable Guy hosting a talk show. You know, like, it's all Larry the Cable Guy. Like, why?
He's like the Andy Dick of the redneck community.
Pretty much.
God, what's that thing he says that makes me want to, like, strangle the fuck out of him that he says all the time?
Internet!
Oh, God, why? Like, whatever. Please.
Did you ever read what David Cross wrote about that guy? David Cross.
No, but he usually has
Larry the
commentary.
Cable Guy. Yeah, like, he knows that Larry the Cable Guy is full of shit. And David Cross basically did his research, and he found out that, first of all, his name's not Larry. Second of all, that's not his real character. You can go on YouTube and watch stand-up of this guy, and he's totally playing to that fucking, like, 38-year-old, just-had-two-kids, middle-class, Midwestern family. And there's none of that redneck, get-her-done branding. And he calls that, nowadays, that dumbing down of his style of comedy, he refers to that as larrying it up for his audience. You got to listen to David Cross talk about this guy. It's fucking beautiful. He just eviscerates him, and I'm pretty sure that's why Larry the Cable Guy is not any bigger than he is now.
Yeah, but he stems from other worse people, like what's his name, Foxworthy. Like, it's not totally his fault. Somebody else with a headache first.
Comedy for
you might be a redneck if, oh my God. I mean, those were funny for a while, but, like, you know, it's not fair for him
you
to
couldn't
be rich
walk
off
into
of,
a,
like, rednecks. Like,
it's an easy market.
I know, but he doesn't deserve it. Like, at least somebody that was actually funny or, like, somebody that was actually cool. Somebody that didn't have a fucking mullet, you know?
There is an Appalachian culture that's funny, and you can, like, laugh at it and with it at the same time. And these guys just aren't hitting that.
Mm-hmm.
It's just this bullshit fucking, ain't it funny that we don't read? Shit. No.
Oh,
all I
God.
Know is motherfucker was brown. He's a terrorist.
Dude, that's where I live in, though.
There?
Like, it's funny to y'all. Like, I live here.
Party.
Fuck.
Y'all.
It's funny to you and me.
It's funny to you and I.
Just a couple of
y'all
yanks like
everybody.
You and me.
You all. You all.
There's an apostrophe.
Except for the animals. I guess animals could be y'all, too. So I guess it'll be a y'all tomorrow.
Yuns. You ever hear yuns?
Collective. No.
A collective, like anonymous?
Like, I guess they're the animals of, I don't know, they're
animal
doing a march. Yeah.
But,
Anonymous?
Anonymous? This is ridiculous. Hey, this has been an important show in the Chronicle.su arcing narrative because, this is basically the pinnacle. I mean, we've been leading up to this moment. Tomorrow, the Washington Bull Party plan comes to fruition, like, first thing in the morning. I don't know what time it's supposed to happen. I didn't even check the website today.
Didn't they falter for a minute and we're like, yeah, we're not going to do it, and now it's back on?
That I don't know. I know that the reason it's happening tomorrow is because they pushed it back to coincide with this bullshit.
That was probably what it was.
Because
we were looking through the websites when we were looking at the communist one.
Okay, so maybe I showed you that thing. The thing that it's attached to, the American Spring.
I think you might have.
This is just incredible, man. It's all about liberty, rule of law, you know, protesting against socialism. As if we're in any threat of a third political party. Like, as if that would be so bad. Like, don't even
Barack Hussein Obama.
Yeah.
Don't even go there. Oh, my God. Bastards.
We don't have to go there because we got a couple of good patriots looking out for us tomorrow, May 16th. Operation American Spring, target Washington, D.C.
So if you let your animals go, if I'm kind of a responsible pet owner, like, should I follow the animals around while they're, like, I don't live there, but, like, yeah, I'm just asking for somebody that may live there that cares about, like, whatever animals they own, do they just follow them? That way they don't get run over and stuff? Is that allowed?
I think it's kind of like burning your currency, which is also something that she suggested. Tomorrow people are going to be burning their Social Security cards and their currency. This is a Washington Bull Party thing. So it's kind of like just let the animals go. Demonstrate to the government that, A, you don't give a fuck about your animals or an income because we're past that. We're shutting down the ports. Okay, that's phase two. I didn't even get to talk about that. And the show is over. I mean, we're about to witness the collapse of the American economy, okay? Jamie said that we're going to revert back to bartering and trade.
Jamie Joe Corn, not me, Jamie Cochran.
Did I say Cochran?
No, I just to clarify.
Because I've been doing that. I've been calling you.
You did once. I know you did once, and I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Back that train up.
that's a totally different kind of crazy we don't want to put there. That's not right.
Look,
I'm like more balanced crazy.
It's just crazy. This has been a crazy episode.
We're so zany.
It was outright wacky. Princess Stepford, it's a pleasure having you on. Thanks, as always, for calling in. And thank you for your service to this great nation. And you be the anchor of reason out there in Texas. And let us know when you start to rust. And we'll send out some WD-40 or something for you. Assert MacFags, thank you for your patriotism and service to this nation.
Absolutely. It'll go on strong. And thank you for having me and hosting this show. That's just unbelievable time and time again.
It's a momentous occasion for all of us, not just for you, not just me, but America. Thank you.
All the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, but the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand.